From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In non-election news today, at least 18 Palestinian civilians were killed in the Gaza Strip when Israeli artillery fire struck a residential area. Israel expressed regret at the civilian deaths and said its military was targeting militants who fire rockets into towns in southern Israel. Several militant groups in Gaza vowed to retaliate with suicide bombings. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Witnesses and medical officials in Gaza say Israeli artillery shells struck a residential area near Beit Hanun in the early morning hours while people were still asleep. The Palestinian Health Ministry says all of those killed were from the El Atamla family, including 8 children and 4 women. 50 others were wounded, including 26 children. In Beit Hanun, 27-year-old policeman Omar El Atamla says he was sleeping when the shells hit his apartment building. Many of the victims, he says, were killed after running out of the building when the first shells struck. A minute later, he says, another shell landed in the street next to the house. He says he lost 13 members of his immediate family, including 3 brothers, a grandmother, several uncles and nephews. May God take care of them all, he says. I was not a militant fighter, but Israel today has made me into one. Nearly 300 Palestinians, about half of them armed militants, have now been killed in Gaza since Israel launched a series of operations in late June after militants attacked an Israeli border post, killing 2 soldiers and capturing 20-year-old Israeli Corporal Gilad Shalit. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas has called for Shalit's release and for militants to stop the daily rocket fire into southern Israel. Today in Gaza, Abbas struck a more defiant tone. We want to tell the world that Israel does not want peace. It does not want security. It does not want stability. It does not want a Palestinian partner. It does not want any of this because it seems comfortable with this situation. It does what it is doing without deterrence, without morals, and without any control on these barbaric acts. The artillery strike occurred less than 24 hours after Israeli ground forces pulled back from Beit Hanun in an operation the army said was aimed at crushing militant cells that have launched more than 800 makeshift rockets at Israel from Gaza this year. The rockets have damaged property and caused some injuries. No Israelis have been killed this year by the Gaza rocket fire. Responding to today's Palestinian deaths, Israeli government spokeswoman Miri Eisen says the army has suspended artillery fire into Gaza while it investigates what she called a tragedy. But Eisen says much of the blame lies with militants who continue to launch rockets, including more today.
Israel left the Gaza Strip hoping for something different. We were hoping to see the economy in Gaza growing, to see them building new schools. And all that they've done over the last year has been to fire rockets out of Gaza. If they wouldn't fire rockets, if they wouldn't kidnap soldiers, Israel would not be in there. We're looking for dialogue. Where is the dialogue on the other side?
Islamic Jihad and several other militant groups in Gaza vowed to retaliate with suicide bombings inside Israel. In a statement, the military wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigades, added to its typically florid revenge rhetoric against Israel with a call to also attack United States interests because of, quote, America's political, financial, and logistic cover for the Zionist occupation crimes, end quote. Hamas spokesman Ghazi Hamad tried to distance the Hamas-run Palestinian Authority from that statement. He says Hamas members have the right to retaliate, but have no intention of attacking U.S. targets. In Damascus, however, exiled Hamas leader Khalid Mashal called for Palestinians to answer Israel with deeds, not words. And Mashal says he holds Israel and the U.S. responsible for today's deaths. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.